Our scripture this morning comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 15 through 17. And Paul is teaching the church about Holy Communion and what it means to participate in that. And it's a part of a much larger teaching section. And he writes, I speak to sensible people. That's people like you and me. Judge for yourselves what I say. Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks in communion a participation of the blood of Christ? Is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ? Because there's one loaf. We who are many are one body. We all share the one loaf. How many of you here this morning have been out to eat or had carryout brought in or delivered to you at least once this week? Okay. You know, the America's pastimes used to be baseball. Now it's becoming eating out.
And going to the doctor.
You can tell stages of life, can't you? You know, when as we have these opportunities to eat out, we find a whole range of foods from the quick and the easy, and often the unhealthy, to the fine dining, and everything in between. Our tastes and lifestyles dictate what we eat and where we choose to go. Some of us are adventurous, trying all kinds of new things that others of us would look sideways at if not outright lose our lunch. Some are healthy. Some folks are just familiar with the old favorites, and they're meat and potatoes kind of people. But people say, some say, eating is a religious experience. I'm not sure I would choose the word religious, but at least spiritual. Or at least it can be. I mean, a fine meal prepared perfectly with high-quality ingredients and the perfect mixture of herbs and spices, tempting aromas, artistic presentations on plates, delectable tastes, all come together to create this amazing experience. Engaging every sense that we have of sight, that's why presentation matters, of sound. If you ever go to a Mexican restaurant and you hear the fajitas sizzling as they walk by your table, or maybe you watch as you see someone preparing in the open cooking line at a Japanese restaurant, or you hear bacon sizzling. We have the sense of sound. We have a sense of smell, certainly, and taste, and even touch. Texture matters. They all come together to make us fully present in that moment. And add to that, sharing those special meals with people we love and care about can all come together to make eating a spiritual, if not religious, experience. But for many of us, with our hectic schedules and scattered demands and sometimes unreasonable expectations placed upon us by others or ourselves, those kinds of meals come few and far between. We don't have the luxury of time or the energy to prepare it all or the skills to make it happen. Now, the exception is that this week we'll have a fish fry and they can come and do that, right? On top of all that, for many of us, the idea of paying the price for such fine dining just doesn't sit well. So we settle for a $5 heart attack in a sack, or a $15 pizza with your favorite beverage. And some of those fine dining opportunities can be ridiculously exorbitant. I went on a website called Daily Infographic and I found a list there of the titled The Most Expensive Meals in the World. Let me share a few of them with you. There is a restaurant in Tokyo whose name I could spell for you, but I could not begin to pronounce, where you can get a bowl of ramen noodles, you know, the college student's survival staple, ramen noodles for $110. At Capital Dog, D-A-W-G, in Sacramento, California, they serve up the Ultra Dog, the world's most expensive hot dog, at $146. In Scotland, you can order a bottle of what they call End of History beer. It's Belgian ale packaged inside a taxidermied squirrel carcass. And it ranges between $800 and $1,100 a bottle. So there's a bottle involved. It's not just poured into the carcass. At the Westin Hotel in New York City, it offers a white truffle bagel that sells for about $1,000. For the same $1,000 in New York City, you can have what they call the Golden Opulent Sundae, which is made from rare cocoa beans harvested off the coast of Venezuela. And at $200 a slice, that's $16,000 per pie, you can enjoy Britain's Wagyu meat pie, a savory combination of 6 pounds of Kobe beef and matsutake mushrooms, which sell themselves for $910 a pound. And in Italy, Chef Walla's Louis XIII pizza, loaded with lobster, caviar, 8 different types of cheese, and seasoned with hand-picked pink Australian river salt, sells for $12,000. Anybody hungry? What makes those meals so expensive? Well, we hear all these specialty kinds of things. But they usually come also, a lot of these come also with this special, you know, presentation. Ever went through that period of haute cuisine where you would come and they'd sit you down and have everything just right in this whole big setting with a charger and the plate, and they come and they bring your meal and have this flourish with, you know, they have the cover, and they all the servers come around the whole table at the same time, and they just, and you look, and it's this big. Are the meals really worth the cost? Such meals are certainly memorable, sometimes just the cost alone. Other times because they're a part of special moments, like a bucket list vacations or a wedding or some other special event in someone's life that you love. But meals have great impact on our lives and enrich us in many ways. They allow us to take the time away from the ordinariness of our lives, to get out of the routine of the responsibilities, to stop and reflect or connect ourselves to other people. They have the power to transport us, if only for a short time, to experience something extraordinary. Now, keeping all that in mind, let me suggest to you that we gather here today to share in Holy Communion a lot of the same characteristics as these fine dining opportunities I've mentioned already are present here in Holy Communion. We gather with people we care about. We gather to remember a significant event, moment, when God in his love gave to us Jesus Christ to be sacrificed for us and gave to us then salvation. We come for healing or celebration depending upon our particular need as a family of faith. Like fine dining, Holy Communion engages all our senses, taste and smell, certainly, as we taste the cup and the bread. We smell the grape, familiar sight and feel as we hold those symbols in our hands. Even the sense of sound as we listen to the words of institution and consecration. We all participate, that's an important word, participate in this moment, in this meal. In today's scripture, a very short scripture that I pulled from a larger piece, the Apostle Paul talks about us participating as we share in Holy Communion. becoming one with Christ. He says we are participating in the blood of Christ as we bless this cup of thanksgiving and we share it together. We are participating in the blood of Christ together, applying it to our hearts and our lives. When we share the bread, which we break, we participate in the body of Christ. Many of us with many needs coming to eat from one loaf, one life. And being made whole. Because there is one loaf, we, though we're many, come to be one body, one family in Christ. This moment was also like the fine dining experience, because a meal comes at a very high cost. It's a price God paid when he gave us his son. The price that he paid when he allowed his son to die to take the guilt of our sins, my sin and yours. The price God paid to take the responsibility for our wrong motives, our wrong choices, our wrong actions, which hurt other people and separate us from God. Christ took our guilt and the penalty of that guilt that kept us from being in a relationship with God. To live free and forgiven in that relationship as daughters and sons. When you think of it that way, a $12,000 slice of pizza pales in comparison. I want to invite you this morning as we come to the Lord's table to be aware of the high cost of this meal. Some have asked at different times why we don't do it every time we gather. Some churches do. One of the reasons is that doing it less often is helping us remember how extraordinary it is. And to come to this moment participating in gratitude. God spared no expense for the meal. For us, it's a meal we none of us could afford. The price is simply beyond our means. But the wonder of God's love is that God's already paid the check in full. Why? Because he loves us. Come and dine. Your meal's been prepared.